Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, August 8th, 2018. I'm Tom Merritt. The Magic Leap 1 Creator Edition augmented reality headset for developers has begun shipping to select areas in the United States for $2,295. Developers can go to magicleap.com and enter their shipping zip code to see if it's available to them. If they can order one, it includes free shipping and setup, and for an additional $495, you can get 24-hour replacement if it breaks. If it's not available to you, you can sign up for a waitlist. The Magic Leap is a goggle-like headset with a wearable pack for the processors and a handheld controller. It has a 50-degree field of view, a bit wider than the HoloLens 35 degrees. Snap reported global revenues of $262 million, beating estimates of $250.43 million, and forecast $262 million for the next quarter. Snap had 188 million daily active users, up 8% from last year, but down from last quarter's 191 million, the first quarterly decline in users in Snap's history. Saudi Arabia's Prince Al-Waleed bin Talal announced he is buying a 2.3% stake in the company. Apple sent a letter to the U.S. House Committee on Energy and Commerce in response to a request for details on how it protects user privacy. Apple says it does not associate location information with user IDs and permanently deletes data from iPhones if it does not connect to Wi-Fi or power for 7 days. Apple also denies it listens to customers through the iPhone's microphone. Anki is showing off an 8-centimeter-tall robot called Vector, a more sophisticated version of its child-oriented robot Cosmo. While it can respond to questions and play games, it is also autonomous. It maps its surroundings, listens to sounds, and recognizes faces. Vector is expected to ship in October for $250, though it is available for less through Kickstarter starting Wednesday. Facebook introduced two new augmented reality games for Messenger's live video group chat that can be played with up to 6 friends. Don't smile is what it says, a challenge not to smile, and asteroids attack, well, as asteroids that attack. Tuesday, Elon Musk tweeted, "Am considering taking Tesla private at $420. He followed up with a letter to employees on Tesla's company blog saying such a move would be the best path forward. Michael Dell did a similar thing with Dell in 2013 to avoid the pressures of public investors. However, Tesla has $1.9 billion in debt and loses money, making financing the move more challenging. However, Musk says investor support is confirmed and the move is contingent on a shareholder vote. 6 of Tesla's 9 directors said Wednesday that the board had met several times over the last week to discuss the idea. Current investors could sell shares or possibly opt to remain investors in the new private Tesla. Samsung Group says it will invest 25 trillion won in AI, 5G, automotive electronics, and biopharmaceuticals in pursuit of growth areas. The investment is part of a 180 trillion won three-year plan. The plan expects to create 40,000 jobs in South Korea. It's the first major statement of direction since the group's acting leader, J.Y. Lee, was released from jail in February after a suspended sentence on a conviction for bribery. Finally, Opera will include a cryptocurrency wallet supporting the Ethereum platform in its desktop browser. It will sync with the cryptocurrency wallet that has been available for Opera on Android since June. Funds, assets, and secure keys will be stored on a user's phone, which can then be connected to the PC browser through a QR code. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.